So a few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that right after Mass, we have our weekly novena to the Miraculous Medal, so I invite you to join us. Of course, the deacon service and I will go to the statue. We ask you to stay in your pews, join us spiritually in those prayers. Also, right after Mass, confessions will go until 1:30. It's our new afternoon schedule. Also remind you that today at 4 o'clock on our Grace Lily page, we have our daily briefing. So there's been a lot of things happening here at the parish, so trying to keep everyone informed. And of course, this evening at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, we have an hour of adoration as well as confessions. If you're able to join us at the very beginning at 7 o'clock, we pray the novena to St. Monica for all those who have fallen away from the practice of the faith. Or if you can come or stay for the duration of the hour, at 8 o'clock, we have benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. So I think Mondays are a pretty active day here at Our Lady of Grace, huh? I tell you, we're living up to the name. Our Lady of Grace, we want this to be a place filled with God's grace. Also today at Mass, we're very happy to welcome one of our first Holy Communicants. So today, Abigail will receive her first Holy Communion. So we welcome her parents, Steve and Patrice, with Abigail, who again will receive her first Holy Communion. So congratulations, Abigail. So we'll see that later in the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today's Gospel passage is a nice follow-up from yesterday's Gospel. We heard about the Lord challenging the apostles, "You give them something to eat." And the apostles, thinking that they were declaring defeat, say to the Lord, "But we have but 5 loaves, 2 fish, Lord." And that's all the Lord needed. He took the meager offering they presented, he blessed it, and he fed over 5,000 people. See, sometimes in life, the Lord just asks that we give what we have. Again, not what we formerly were able to give, or not what we think we should give, but simply what we have. And don't we see that today in our Gospel passage with Peter? When Peter was willing to just offer what he had, the man walked on water. Did you hear that? He walked out of the boat, stepped out, and he walked on water. "Lord, if it is you, call to me. Let me come to you." "Come," the Lord says, "come." Peter steps out of the boat and he's walking on water towards the Lord. But then what happens? Then he starts hearing the wind. He sees the waves. And he starts paying attention to other things rather than where he is, what he has, and to whom he is walking. Once he starts paying attention to all the things around him, he starts to sink because he wasn't supposed to be paying attention to those things. He wasn't walking towards the waves or towards the wind. He was walking towards the Lord Jesus. But we can't do multiple things at once and think that our heart is going to stay focused. Once he started paying attention to the other things, he just started sinking. And he cries out, "Lord, help me." But what does Jesus say? "Sorry, you had your chance, right? You know, you gave up. Sorry, you're done. You're a goner, right?" No. In fact, I think it's powerful that the gospel makes a point to tell us, immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand to Peter. Because the Lord knows our weakness. And the Lord constantly calls us back to him. Dear friends, in the midst of our life, we can worry about all the things that are around us. We can worry about the things that really do demand some attention. We can worry about the things that are. I think it's so funny. The people who live constantly in the future and are constantly overwhelmed. You know why they're overwhelmed? Because the grace they need for the future hasn't been given yet. If you live somewhere you're not supposed to be, you won't have what you need. The Lord calls us right now to be here. And we can choose to be overwhelmed and caught up in all the other things and think that we have to carry the weight of the world and fix everything and coordinate everything. And we'll just sink. Then we're not able to actually do what's before us. We're not able to accomplish the real tasks that we do have to give attention to because we're so overwhelmed. We do them in such bad spirits. You ever find someone that's doing something really good but just really cranky? You better not say me, all right, okay? But they're just cranky, they've got a bad attitude, a bad spirit. You're like, how can they be doing something so good with such a bad spirit? Because their heart's distracted. They have to refocus. Today the Lord reminds us through the witness of Peter that if we stay focused on him, we can do the impossible. The Lord fed over 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, a meager offering, but one that was made with sincerity. Today, Jesus allowed a Galilean fisherman, a man who spent his life on the water, today he allowed him to walk on water, above all things, things he never imagined. You know, that's what the Lord Jesus wants to do in each of our lives. to give us a strength we didn't think we had, capacity for mercy we didn't think was in us, an ability to demonstrate virtue that we never thought we'd have. We just have to be willing to say yes, to offer our meager offering. Lord, this is who I am. These are the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and I present them. Do that, dear friends, and the Lord will bless you. He'll bless each of us, and he will bring the miraculous through the meager. He will bring the supernatural through the ordinary. We just have to say yes and let God work.